This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It was the second bombshell of the week from the U.S. intelligence community. The CIA acknowledged that in 2005 it destroyed videotapes showing harsh interrogation techniques used against two al-Qaeda suspects. The CIA director told agency employees about it yesterday as the New York Times was about to break the story.
Today, lawmakers in Washington called for an investigation, and civil rights lawyers said the government may have improperly withheld information. We'll hear about the legal issues and talk about the CIA's procedures in just a few minutes. First, NPR's David Wellner tells us what happened when and how Congress is reacting.
The saga of the destroyed videotapes begins in 2002 at an undisclosed detention center. That's where the CIA videotaped its agents interrogating two al-Qaeda suspects, including Abu Zubaydah. He's alleged to be an al-Qaeda recruiter and organizer of the 9/11 attacks. The interrogators used techniques believed to have included waterboarding or controlled drowning. The following year, in a classified briefing, the CIA told three top members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees about the interrogation tapes. But the CIA never told the 9/11 Commission the tapes existed, even though that panel had asked for everything relevant to its probe. In 2005, lawyers for convicted terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui formally requested transcripts of CIA interrogation sessions, but they were never told of the tapes. Then, sometime that same year, on orders from the head of the CIA's clandestine service, both tapes were destroyed. CIA Director Michael Hayden says key members of Congress were told in advance they'd be destroyed, but only yesterday did he reveal their fate publicly. White House spokeswoman Dana Perino said today that's when President Bush found out about the tapes.
He has no recollection of being made aware of the tapes or their destruction before yesterday. He was briefed by General Hayden yesterday morning.
And some Republicans on Capitol Hill today defended the CIA.
There is nothing inherently sinister about it.
Christopher Bond is the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He sought to justify the tape's destruction.
It is necessary, after they have been reviewed, to make sure there was nothing wrong with them, to prevent the disclosure of the identities of undercover people.
Were you told that these would be destroyed beforehand?
No. It's a routine practice.
Were you told about the tapes before?
We knew that there had been tapes.
Those tapes specifically?
Just tapes. No, not those tapes.
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Panel, Democrat Jay Rockefeller, also contradicted General Hayden's contention that Congress had been told these tapes would be destroyed.
They destroyed it without letting us know, without asking our permission, without asking or consulting, without informing us in any way. And they just did what the CIA likes to do.
Rockefeller told NPR he's inclined to have his committee begin an investigation. The Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, called for a Justice Department probe.
Today I'll be sending a letter to Attorney General McKenzie, calling on him for an official investigation of whether there was destruction of evidence and obstruction of justice in the destruction of these videotapes on the interrogation of detainees. This is not an issue that can be ignored.
Democrats on the House Judiciary panel sent their own letter today to CIA Director Hayden, demanding explanations. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.